Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Dude, that was lame. That's all you got? You guys awake?
Good morning.
Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. That's great. So, what holiday just passed by?
Thanksgiving.
Are you still like full from dinner like I am?
No.
No? You didn't eat nothing. Whole turkey? You ate the whole turkey? That was a veggie turkey, right? You guys ever ate that tofurkey thing that's just like, ugh. Not gonna do meat, just don't do that. Anyway, I'm so full. I didn't even hardly have any breakfast this morning because I was so full. It's like, oh my goodness, I have so much food, so much leftovers, get to keep eating more food. Whoa! Snuck up on me. I might back up and that could be a problem. All right, so Thanksgiving is all about being what?
Thankful.
Woohoo! Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And what are you thankful for? Yes, ma'am.
Food.
Food, of course.
Yeah, all your family coming.
All your family. That's a big one right there, right? Family is great to have. Who else is thankful? What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for?
I think before.
Turkey? What are you thankful for? Fire station?
Yeah, daddy.
Daddy's?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm thankful for my tree.
Your tree? Yeah, I like trees. It's nice to shade. Well, you know, okay, one more. All right, we'll go back here.
A turkey.
A turkey. Yeah, we already got turkey. Okay, one more.
I'm thankful for
trees. All right, you know what I'm thankful for? Even though sometimes it's not always, you're not always thankful for it when it happens. And that's for a lesson learned in life. And today's story, I've told you about my brother and I before, right?
Yes.
And sometimes my brother and I, we kind of do things probably shouldn't have done type thing, right? Well, my brother and I got to learn a lesson back when we were, I don't know, probably about 10, 11, 12 years old. We got to learn this very, very, very valuable lesson. I still think about it, and I still feel it to this day. This lesson is about one day our family goes grocery shopping. Now, it wasn't just mom that goes grocery shopping. It's like, when we go grocery shopping, everybody goes grocery shopping. My brother, myself, my sister, my dad, my mom, we all went grocery shopping one day. Well, my brother and I, we loved to go grocery shopping. Because that means we could just go running through the aisles and get away from mom and dad. And then they couldn't find us, and they had to try and find us. And so it's kind of like hide and seek. They didn't really like playing, but we did. So while my parents were off grocery shopping, and my sister, you know, my sister, she just kind of stayed next to mom and dad. Yeah, I was like, oh, such a, there's a word for them. We don't go there though. My brother and I, on the other hand, is like, good riddance. And we're gone. You know, we're in the store, we're running around. The people that work there are thinking, whose kids are these? Right? Anybody have that problem before? Did you lose your kids in the store? Black Friday, maybe? Did you take your kids with you? Bad thing to do. Anyways, my brother and I got this, we thought, really bright idea. Because my parents weren't really big on sweets. Matter of fact, they didn't really think we should have any sweets, but my brother and I thought differently. We heard all kinds of scientific studies where chocolate and sugar, nuts, milk, stuff like that were all part of candy bars. And that this stuff's all healthy for you, right? It's kind of like breakfast food, right? Milk, right? Breakfast food. Nuts, breakfast food. Sugar, breakfast food. How many like Captain Crunch? No? Only one Captain Crunch? Well, seriously, how many like Captain Crunch? Yeah, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. All right? So, my brother and I decided, you know what? Mom and Dad are never going to know. So we're going to go ahead and we went over to the candy aisle, right? There's all these Baby Ruths and Reese's Cups and double bubble bubble gum. And we thought, that stuff looks pretty good. What do you think, Dale?
I don't know. I kind of like this.
Oh, that, I like that Reese's cup. That looks pretty good, too. We start filling our pockets with candy. Oh, I know, right? What idiots! Right? We didn't think so. We thought we were pretty cool. So we had our pockets all filled up with candy, right? And Mom and Dad are never going to know. Well, I'm kind of tall, right? I wasn't back then. I wasn't quite that tall back then. A little shorter, only about 6'2". Anyways, this guy comes up to my brother and I, and we're in this aisle, and he's, as far as we were concerned, he's as big as I was and about 50 feet wide. Okay? He comes up to us and he goes, "Boys," in the deepest voice, even deeper than mine, at least that's what I thought. "Boys," his voice didn't crack though. "Boys, you need to come with me." Oh my goodness. We didn't know who this dude was, but he looked really serious. And so he took us. He took us, we had to walk in front. He took us over here. He opened up this door. Bam! We were in a room by ourselves with just this guy. We didn't know what he wanted. And then he says, "Boys, where's your parents?" Oh man, we were so dead. We knew what this was about now, right? "Where's your parents?" "Empty out your pockets now." "We don't have nothing in our pockets. See, look, we have nothing other." All the candy came out of our pockets. "Where's your parents?" "I think they're out there somewhere." So he went out and got my parents. And our parents came into the room. And there we were at this table, candy all over the table. We were dead. My parents looked at us and, if looks could kill, we'd be dead. We were so dead. Now that police officer, who he was, he could have just thrown us in jail and we would never got out for the rest of our lives. You think that?
No.
Well, that's what we thought at that time. We thought we were so dead, we're never getting out. We were gonna start eating all that yucky stuff, food and all that. Anyways, what wound up happening is he turned us over to my parents. Well, hindsight, foresight, I wish he would put us in jail. Because my parents were viciously cruel. They took us home, just everything was like dead silence in the car. Nobody was talking. Then my mom goes, "You know what we should do? Let's go get ice cream." And then Dale and I thought, maybe this isn't such a bad idea. I think we're gonna get away with this. We go and get ice cream, but guess what? My brother and I got to sit in the car while my parents and my sister went and got ice cream. We got no ice cream. We thought we're dead. So then they drove us home. Still nothing but silence. We're so dead. And sure enough, when we got home, corporal punishment was still a standard of means of punishment at that time. And we got the worst spanking of our lives. Jail would have been much better by the time it was over with. Do you think I was thankful about the lesson that I just learned?
Yes.
No, I wasn't.
No.
I wasn't anywhere near thankful. I was painfully aware that I should have never done that again. And you know what? I never did. I learned my lesson very well. To this day, I am very thankful for the lessons that Jesus gives us. Every day he teaches us something. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's painful. And we all would do well not so on the painful side, right?